From North State Public Radio, I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Tuesday, March 18th. We'll start in Chico, where the city councilors are looking into adding rules around where syringe exchange programs can operate. They'll decide whether to approve an amended ordinance tonight, NSPR's Eric Adams reports.
Syringe exchange programs offer people who inject drugs access to clean needles and a place for safe disposal of used ones. The ordinance will introduce new location regulations and require the programs to be authorized by the state. It says syringe exchange programs can't be within 600 feet of places like schools, child daycare centers, and playgrounds. The Northern Valley Harm Reduction Coalition is the only entity that offers syringe services in Chico. Peter Washington is a lawyer representing the organization in ongoing litigation against the city for previously issuing an outright ban on their program.
They've instead introduced a new ordinance that recognizes the authority of CDPH to authorize a program, but then attempts to impose some restrictions on how the programs can operate in Chico.
Syringe exchange programs have been in California for several decades. The state says the access to these programs offer protection from HIV and hepatitis. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other Chico news, Sierra Nevada Brewing Company yesterday announced that it won't be hosting Oktoberfest or Beer Camp this year. In a post on social media, the beer maker called the break a difficult decision and said it may be tough news for many to hear. Both events are traditions in Chico. Sierra Nevada said while they won't be holding these events, they're currently working on others. Also, starting today, some parking lots in Upper Park will be closed for maintenance. If weather allows, which is looking like it will, the city will take care of potholes and make improvements to water drainage. The city will reopen the lots on Friday afternoon. In Paradise, where the town is still recovering years after the campfire, the town council is seeking applicants to fill two vacancies on the planning commission. Community Development Director Susan Hartman says planning and zoning experience is preferred, but emphasized candidates with a genuine interest in Paradise's future should also throw their hat in the ring.
Because these land use decisions are going to impact how the town looks in the future. If you're passionate about that, we'll take you also. So please, whether this is just something you're drawn to or whether you do have some kind of background that's touched on planning and zoning, we would encourage you to fill out an application.
Any registered voter of the Town of Paradise is eligible to apply. Moving to state news, ralliers gathered at the California Public Employees Retirement System headquarters this week. They were protesting the pension fund's investments in fossil fuel companies. Cap Radio's Manola Sakaita attended the rally.
And before I finally rest, it will break out.
A report by the coalition California Common Good found CalPERS Climate Action Plan invests millions of dollars in companies responsible for large fossil fuel emissions. That includes companies like Chevron and ExxonMobil. Quinn Ide is the executive director of Fossil Free California. They say the state agency should divest from these companies.
We're also using our retirees' money in order to prop up this industry that is clawing its way back to the surface in order to continue to hurt us.
Ann Hilborn is a scientist with California's Department of Fish and Wildlife who spoke at the rally. She's a CalPERS beneficiary.
The idea that as a scientist, my monthly contributions to CalPERS goes to invest in companies that are directly causing immediate harms that species are facing and that people are facing is incredibly frustrating to me.
CalPERS responded to the recent report and said they won't divest. In the reply, they said they believe, quote, a green asset is a green asset, regardless of corporate ownership. Manola Sakaita, Cap Radio News.
California and the Mexican state of Sonora are partnering together to tackle climate change. Governor Gavin Newsom and the California Energy Commission hosted a meeting with Sonora Governor Alfonso Durazo Montaño to sign a memorandum of cooperation to strengthen climate and economic ties between the states. That includes the development of clean energy, building resilient supply chains, and clean transportation efforts. Newsom says this partnership lays the groundwork for a more sustainable future for both California and Sonora.
The relationship to Sonora, the relationship to California, our relationship to this moment and our relationship to the moments that are being advanced in Washington, D.C. There couldn't be a greater contrast.
The meeting comes weeks ahead of President Trump's tariffs against Mexico and Canada are scheduled to go into effect. The California Chamber of Commerce says Mexico purchases almost 19% of all California exports, making them the number one market for the state. And lastly, we'll stay on more news about the governor. He's facing backlash from members of his own party after a series of podcasts that featured Steve Bannon and other supporters of President Donald Trump. According to the Associated Press, the Democratic governor is a potential 2028 presidential candidate. He says his choice of guest reflects his interest in knowing more about how Republicans organized in the last election. The AP reports he specifically says he's looking at how Trump defeated Kamala Harris in every battleground state and Republicans locked up majorities in the House and Senate. Newsom launched his This is Gavin Newsom podcast earlier this month. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, March 18th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. We'll see you on Wednesday for NSPR News. I'm Ken DeVol.